Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Ann Visser. She's the staff advisor for the Palladium, which has recently been recognized with several awards from the Iowa High School Newspaper Association.
The Palladium, the newspaper here at Pella High School, has recently been awarded with a lot of outstanding awards for wonderful production that's done here. And just your initial thoughts on the work that the kids do and what these awards mean.
I, first of all, think without any awards that they do just an outstanding job. But to win the awards from a state organization is a validation of what they do from someone outside our circle, someone who has no prejudice toward our publication or whatever. And it's just a really great honor for them to be selected.
Mm-hmm. What kind of competition are they up against, or what are some of these other papers around the state look like?
Well, there's some really excellent high school newspapers around the state, so that's why it's particularly satisfying that our students won the most individual awards of any school who entered the contest, regardless of size. That includes Iowa City schools, that includes Davenport schools, that includes Cedar Rapids schools. So I'm very, very proud of what they accomplished.
Journalism classes and extracurriculars like the newspaper, like the yearbook, things like that, again, are there extracurriculars like any other thing, and they take a lot of time? How much effort and time do these students put into this, not just in class, but out of class time, too?
Well, these students know that it can't be done very well if it's done just within the scope of 46 minutes a day. So they do put in extra time, whether it's during the day when they have a free period or before school or after school. They know that it takes more than just one class period a day to produce a quality publication.
Mm-hmm. And kind of looking ahead a little bit as kids go through this program and they see how much time and work it takes to put out a publication like this and the awards that can go with it and to have that hard work justified, do you have a lot of students that move on to this as a career field, or is this kind of a hobby while they're in high school?
No, I do have several students who end up doing something related to journalism. One of the things I always tell them, though, that even if they don't go into journalism, they are going to learn skills like time management, teamwork, leadership, solving dilemmas, all sorts of skills that can benefit them no matter what they do.
I wanted to talk about that as well. Again, so many different skills that can be adaptable to so many different areas. What are those things that you want them to take away from this course?
Well, first of all, I want them to produce a publication that they can be proud of publishing. I want it to be an accurate, truthful, ethical publication that represents what happens at Pella Community High School and beyond. I think most of them understand that that is a pretty high demand, but they are ready to rise to the occasion. So to be even better than the professionals, if we can be that, that's always a great goal. The other thing, I just want them to be proud of what they've done, and I want them to be excited about the possibility that not only are our students going to read what they write and produce, but also the people of this community.
How popular is this among the students here in class? I think back to my college days and seeing hallways and across campus littered with copies of the Daily. Everybody always read the school newspaper. Same case here?
It's an extremely gratifying situation when the paper comes out. I say that it's the most Pella High School students read in a given month because we give it out usually around the lunch hour, and everyone is immersed in the paper. So it's very satisfying to see everybody so excited to get it.
Do you try to frame the instruction in terms of replicating as best you can in a school setting, a professional setting for a newsroom?
We do. We have student editors who are primarily responsible for making the decisions. My job is to advise, and I do that the best I can. Their job is to direct and implement. That takes a little training. That takes a little getting there. But four editors I had this past year, Megan Card, Nathan Cooker, Kelsey Van Tassel, and Eric Moore, they were just incredible with their leadership. And when Plan A didn't work, they went to Plan B. They totally took charge of what needed to happen as far as the publication was concerned.
So the cooperation level among the kids is pretty high, and are there conflicts of we want to run this story, but the editors don't want to let us run this story, we want to cover it from this angle, things like that?
We have some situations where we have stories that students want to run, things that they think should be covered. Usually we have good discussions about that. I offer my input. I tell them what I think from an advisor standpoint should be done, but that doesn't mean that they always have to accept my advice. We do have legislation in the state of Iowa that gives student journalists essentially the same protection as professional journalists. So when I advise, they may choose that they want to run something anyway.
So a lot of freedom there.
They do have a lot of freedom, but with that freedom comes responsibility, and they are so good about realizing that that is a huge responsibility.
And in that direction, then, are there problems that have come up before as far as some First Amendment type things go that are issues that you've had to deal with as a staff or as an advisor?
We have not had very many situations that have put us in a questionable position as far as what to run, what not to run. We've always worked those out before it's gotten to a breaking point. The kids are just extremely responsible about what they do, and they take their reputation seriously as far as the Palladium is concerned, and they really want to make sure that they're doing a good job.
And it sounds like they're doing just that from all the awards they've gotten.
They are. This was an incredible showing this year, and it's been an incredible group of seniors to work with, an incredible staff to work with. Very excited about what we have ahead. We're just doing all sorts of good things in yearbook, newspaper, and web. So it's been a great year.
Thanks so much for your time today, Ann.
Thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Ann Visser, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.